Welcome to another episode of Sermons by Bro Ronnie Makabai. Remember to share this episode with all your friends and family. Be blessed as you listen.
Let's share briefly about the covenant of mercy. The covenant of mercy. Say, friend, I have a covenant of mercy. I have a covenant of mercy. We are going to share right from the book of Genesis chapter 8. Go to verse 4. We see what's there.
Genesis chapter 8, verse 4. Then the ark rested in the seventh month, the 17th day of the month, on the mountains of Ararat.
You see, ark rested. Ark rested in the seventh month. The 17th day of the month on the mountain of Ararat. Are you there? On the seventh month. Are you there? In the seventh month. Mark that. When God sent floods during the time of Noah, the floods were very destructive. They killed all creature except that were with Noah in a boat. But mark this, it was in the seventh month that those floods stopped. It was in the seventh what? That's when the flood is stopped. And Noah realized the floods have stopped. As much as the waters were there, he made a way to cause God to remove the affliction of the floods. You know, you can get a challenge and you overcome it, but affliction stays with you. Affliction is very dangerous, more than the real disease. Probably you're one time married to a very dangerous person, and then you left. You go with all those afflictions, they will start manifesting. Where are you going? Isn't this one like the other one? Ah, me, I've seen these people. Then you start behaving according to what you experienced before. Those are the afflictions. If you grew up from a poor family and you grew up eating cassava every morning, you, even if you become rich, you not eat it. You not eat something healthy. You'll stay with one trouser, one shirt, and you'll keep your money in the garden. You start digging something in the garden and keep it there. with the patched trousers. Because the affliction of your foundation is still tormenting you. So affliction of background, of health, experience can torment you even after. So after the floods, in the seventh month, Noah went and knelt before the Lord. Read verse 20, that's Genesis 8, 20.
Genesis chapter 8, verse 20. Then Noah built an altar to the Lord and took of every clean animal and every clean bird and offered burnt offerings on the altar.
Are you there? After the floods, Noah built an altar and sacrificed to God to thank him for helping him survive the floods. Are you there? Then in verse 9, God made a covenant with him and say, oh Noah, you made me regret why all this happened. Chapter 9, Genesis chapter 9, verse 8-9.
Olubereberye mwenda okuva ku lw'omunaana. Awo Katonda n'agamba Noah ne batabani be bwe baali nti, laba nkola endagaano yange nammwe ne bonna abava mu lyato oluvannyuma abaliva mu mmwe oluvannyuma lwammwe. Era buli kitonde ekiramu ekirinammwe, ebinyonyi n'ensolo ezawaka n'ez'omunsiko zonna ne byonna bye muvudde nabyo mu lyato ne buli kitonde kyonna eky'oku nsi nkola endagaano yange eno nammwe tewaabengawo mataba gazikiriza bulamu bwonna tewakyaddawo kubaawo mataba gasaanyaawo nsi.
Are you there? After that, after the altar of Noah, God made a covenant. He responded with a covenant of mercy. After you've gone through whatever you've gone through, with pain, and then you've gone through it, kneel down and thank God. Don't start giving it power. Oh, these days is too much. These days is too much. This day, this thing is too much. This, you're making it too much. You're making it harder and harder. You've got a challenge, but you've overcome it, though with some affliction. Thank God that you've overcome. Are you there? And then God shall speak in a word of a covenant. Oh, Swanso, I'm so pleased by your attitude. I now make a covenant with you that from this time, such a situation never happen again. And it shall never follow even your children's children, for you have overcome. And yet you went through it. What am I teaching you? That don't allow your situation to be your vocabulary. When Job was in trouble, he glorified the Lord. He lost his children, lost his property, lost everything by a storm. And he said, thank you, Lord. It's the Lord that gives. It's the Lord that takes. Let him be glorified. Ah, what a faith. Yet a human of these days, you just walk and hit yourself on a stone a little. And you say, these days, things are so hard for me. Things are so complicated. Every time I'm getting challenges, challenges upon challenges. So what other challenge do you get? I hit myself on a stone. You were walking recklessly. Don't look for a scapegoat. Are you there? So if your situation becomes your vocabulary, then Satan has succeeded. Because he has used the situation to worship him and to confess that he's stronger than you. Be like you've not seen it. Thank God. You've got an accident. You have not died. Thank him. You've been sick in hospital, hospitalized. You have not died. Thank him. They'll put you behind the bars. They have not sentenced you. Thank him. Okay, they've sentenced you, but you come back out alive. Thank him. That thanking will be a nail on the devil's head to break the powers that caused the situation, and God will still glorify himself in you. Because he knows where you are going. He knows how long you're living. He knows your purpose. He knows everything. That's why you rest in him and humble your soul and await on him. Are you there? So that's how it is as way of faith. We say, what are the ways of God? Those are the ways of God. People think the ways of God are the Ten Commandments. Please. They are part of the ways, but not the actual ways. Love each other. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and your mind. Love your neighbors, you love yourself. That's the basis of all commands. But when it comes to the ways, what I do when I do such a thing, when I go for burial, what does it mean? I've joined my people to the ancestors. So how do I overcome this? What are the ways of the Lord? Can you read the Bible? Look at the Bible. When I've been in a bad place, what do I do? Oh, I've seen somewhere. When he was removing Lot from Sodom, he told him that you guys, when you're going, don't look back. Go, don't look back. Just get holy water, wash your face, anoint your feet, say, cover in the blood of Jesus. Don't look back and go, hey, not right way. Hey, God. And then say, why is he behaving like that? Is he born again? You're following the ways of the Lord. Because before you read it and say, when the woman looked back, she turned into a pillar of fire. She died. This time it's God himself who killed her. Are you there? So that's why we read the Bible. You connect the things to your ways and say, I'm going to do this. How will I overcome? Because it's written, all things are permissible, but not all things are beneficial. All things are permissible, but not all are beneficial. We say, don't take alcohol. And you're saying, no, how comes you? Alcohol will contaminate you. No. Then you add you. And then you come there, we give you altar wine. And then it tastes like alcohol. You say, this one has made me go highly. So what are these guys trying to mean? It's simply, God did that wine for a purpose, not to defile your body. One is a healthy ingredient when you have a challenge with your digestion system. It's a medicine. Two, it uplifts a soul. Are you there? So, but when it goes beyond, become destructive. Are you there? The doctor says, take one tablet times one. Don't say the pain is too much. Let me take five tablets times five to solve the problem. No. The measure is one times one for your good health. Are you there? Because if you take alcohol, it will not be a sin, but it will disconnect you from the Lord. Why? Your temple shall be disconnected because the spirit of confusion has entered. Whatever you took in was excess. It has now turned out to be poison. So when confusion comes in as a spirit, now where will the Holy Spirit be? He will run away. And end of the day, if you continue taking too much, your cheeks will swell. Your legs will be small, the katami will be big. And anyone who look at you and now this is a drunko. Are you there? Now, food. Eating too much is not a sin, but it can disconnect you from the love of God. When you eat too much, your body will start digesting. And as the digest becomes weak and sleepy. So when will you have time to pray? You say, Satan will say, this one is now weak to operate. This guy is sitting there. Are you there? So the body and the spirit want a balance. There's nothing excessive. Are you there? God, I want you to fast until your body emaciates. And actually, it's not only through fasting that God will hear you. No. The freeness of your spirit is what will attract him and scare away the devil. The reason why you say I'm fasting, spiritually, you are avoiding to bring in anything worldly, anything from the earth. You are avoiding it to access your body and soul. So that's why you don't eat. Because where they bought the food, the farmer has a spirit. The seller has the same spirit. And it may be a point of contact of the evil one. The person who has cooked has a spirit, may not be in connection to the will of God. So there are so many things in there that will contaminate your spirit. Are you there? So in a process, if you take it in, there will be spiritual arguments. And it will disturb your soul. So you avoid eating, drinking, eating anything from the earth, because it has its own foundation. Then you commit your spirit and body to the Holy Spirit alone, that it may energize the soul. So that's why you fast. You can fast and pray one word: Holy Spirit, enter my soul. Spirit of the Most High God, enter my soul. Are you there? So you are energizing. That's how you get power. Power is not from the leg, from people complicate too much. It is so simple like that. You pray for your soul to be energized. But many people, when they are fasting, they pray about their problems only. Oh Lord, it's too much, it's too much, it's too much, it's too much, too much, too much. And yet during that time of fasting, if you can read the Bible and meditate, you're energizing the soul. Do some worship in the spirit, in meaning in the heart. Sing in the heart. Be on your bed and sing without opening your lips. Because when your lips are open all the time, you'll empty yourself. You'll empty yourself. So you need inside there to be filled. So when you're filled, it will bless even your imagination. There are some people who imagine evil things all the time. Imagine nakedness. Imagine bad stuff. Inside there, they are empty because they never filled it. Devil said, this vacuum, I will fill it. You find that even if you're praying, some funny thing comes in your head. So you fast to energize your soul. You don't just fast to get breakthrough. Breakthrough you can get even without fasting. You fast to energize your soul. So when your soul is fireful, you'll speak one word and devil will attack anybody, but to not overcome everybody. Are you there? So our deposit of the Holy Spirit in us is part of the Christ covenant. For he promised, when I go to the Father, I'll ask him to give you another helper who shall be with you and shall be in you. So he had to shed his blood as a last sacrifice, go to the Father, and he said, Father, I've stopped all earthly sacrifices. Are you there? I've stopped all earthly sacrifices. Now give them a helper. I'm the only lamb. I'm the only sacrifice. So he gave the Holy Spirit in a promise of a covenant to save mankind. So that Holy Spirit is for everybody who believes in Jesus. For everybody. Don't say, me, I'm not a pastor. Me, I would do. There are some pastors who are more wicked than believers. Are you there? So, your relationship with the Holy Spirit and having him in you is the beginning of the power. And now this power of God will start doing wonders in your life. Even before others who are with you. They will disconnect. You'll be able to disconnect yourself from the strongholds of the family, from the strongholds of the clan, from the strongholds of the nation, from the stronghold of the continent, from the worldly forces. You'll be in a position to do that because you have the power to do it. Are you there? All you need is that power. Then just said, I will give you the key. What key? It is the Holy Spirit. It's not this key that you're going to pick a key and give you. He said, behold, I give you the key. What you open shall be opened. What you close shall be closed. So everything is within your means if you have the Holy Spirit. Don't wait, God. God, do it. God, no. He has given you the key. Open or sleep with it. Open or close. Are you there? Under his covenant of mercy, he has given the Holy Spirit. That Holy Spirit is the key to bind or to loose, to plant or to uproot. It's within all your means. You take a step that is too crazy and let it bear fruits. Are you there? Are you there? Humans of the Lord, arise. Humans of the Lord, are you there? The covenant of mercy. When Noah faced floods that God himself had assigned, they killed so many people. Killed animals and all things that seemed good. God didn't value them. But he valued Noah. He was a man of prayer. He said, I have only one righteous guy in this world. Get in a boat with all your people. So meaning, as a father in a home, if you're prayerful, your children, even those who are close to you, they will share in the blessing. They will share in the blessing. You may say, okay, that was during the time of Noah, but that's the Old Testament. We are now in a time of G. Time of who? G. Jesus. Go in the book of, that is Matthew chapter 8. Verse 4.
Matthew chapter 8 verse 4. And Jesus said to him, see that you tell no one, but go your way, show yourself to the priest, and offer the gift that Moses commanded as a testimony.
Go and show yourself to the priest and offer the gift that Moses commanded as a testimony to them. So even Jesus was saying, now you're free, go and testify and offer. Offer is like establishing a covenant. It's like you're doing the way Noah did. Out of the flood, he put an altar, offered to the Lord. When the Lord came, he came with a covenant. He came with a covenant. He came with a covenant power. He said, oh Noah, I have done something so bad. I will never do it again. But then he brought a rainbow. You see that rainbow? That's when the rainbow was formed for the star, to cause a sign of forgiveness. Are you there? Are you there? So it means our Lord Jesus also followed it. But many of you get a testimony. You don't offer for it. You go and you're attacked. So since I testified, things have turned out to be so bad. There was no altar for it. You were just praising yourself. And you see me here? Don't joke with me. I have cash. I just like this. But the fireman has not seen it. Are you there? So in all situations, put an altar. Thank God. You'll see a covenant that will change everything. You're in a bad situation, taking 10 years without a job. God is waiting to see your faith. Don't think he has failed, because everything is within your means. Your righteousness in him is being checked. They have been told the sickness does not get healed, and you're still alive. It's testing on you. Pray. This God does not fail. He does not fail. He does not fail at all. He does not fail. He does not fail. He doesn't fail. Are you there? Wherever you are over the world, I stretch my hand in faith. May the Spirit of the Most High God take over. In the name of Jesus Christ, all those who access me and those I access wherever you are, may the Spirit of the Most High God take over. I break every satanic covenant fighting against you. Every demonic covenant fighting against you, be broken. 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 Wherever you are, and as some forces are pursuing you through demonic covenants, be forgiven and released. Be forgiven and released. Every demonic covenant fighting against you, be broken. Lord Jesus, as I stretch my hand, let your precious blood wage war against every demonic covenant fighting against them. In Jesus' mighty name, it is done.
Thank you for listening to this episode. We encourage you to stay connected with us through our social media platforms. Find us on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, YouTube, or Threads at Bro Ronnie Makabai. Stay blessed. Until next time.